It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. On these hot summer days in Los Angeles, with unusually high humidity, one wants to find something cool to do, to look at, and to think about. My favorite remedy on days like this is to run to the nearest museum, especially if it has a very cool exhibition to see. This week, Los Angeles County Museum of Art unveils a very special exhibition celebrating the exciting union of visual art, music, and theater. And who among the great 20th century artists has done more for such a union than Marc Chagall? His set designs and costumes for major opera and ballet productions around the world are the subject of the exhibition Chagall, Fantasies for the Stage. It's intriguing to learn that growing up as a Hasidic Jew in pre-revolutionary Russia, Chagall dreamed of being a singer, a dancer, violinist, and poet. But gods and muses had other plans for him, and he turned out to be a hell of an outstanding painter. Along with the design and costumes for the ballet Aleko, set to music by Tchaikovsky, The Firebird by Stravinsky, Daphnis and Chloe by Ravel, as well as Mozart's opera The Magic Flute, the exhibition presents rare footage of the 1942 performance of Aleko in Mexico City by the American Ballet Theatre. Meanwhile, the Getty has made an announcement that makes you want to drop whatever you are doing and run to the museum to see its latest acquisition of 16 drawings by such old masters as Michelangelo, Rubens, and Tiepolo, along with 19th century greats such as Goya and Degas. And if that is not enough, how about a deliciously sexy painting by Watteau, The Surprise, full of music, movement, lovemaking, and all of that with plenty of shiny silk fabric. According to the art newspaper, the estimated value of this collection is over $100 million. One expects that all these treasures will become the subject of a special exhibition very soon. I wouldn't be surprised if the Watteau painting becomes one of the most popular artworks in the Getty collection, the way another beloved Watteau painting owned by the Metropolitan Museum, Mezzotint, Guitar Player, was on the cover of museum's collection guidebook for a number of years. The only thing that I would lament about LACME and the Getty is that, like many Los Angeles museums, they close too early most days, at 6 or even 5 p.m. That's why we should be particularly grateful to the Hammer Museum, with generous open hours until 8 p.m. most of the week. And on top of that, there is no admission fee. So, my friends, hurry to the Hammer to see the exhibition of Maritza Mertz, the Italian painter, sculptor, and installation artist extraordinaire. This is the first retrospective exhibition of this 91-year-old artist in the United States. In 2013, she was awarded the Golden Lion for Lifetime Achievement at the Venice Biennale. It definitely took quite a number of years before Maritza Mertz, the only female artist in the Art of Povera movement, received well-deserved attention with such an exhibition, done in collaboration with the Metropolitan Museum of Art. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.